The projections are bearish. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, Managing for Profit, brought to you by Claas. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Claas dealer network or call 844-OWN-USED. Corn and soybean production projections were raised. If they hold, we'll see record crops for both this year. We'll get some analysis on that coming up right after this. The USDA projections for both the corn and soybean crops were raised 3% from the projections just a month ago. Brownfield market reporter John Perkins suggested to Allendale chief strategist Rich Nelson that the numbers have created a bearish fundamental outlook.
There's no doubt about that here. So not only is the market concerning the fact that USDA did raise these numbers a little higher than what the average trade guess was in front of this report, they're also balancing this negative viewpoint with the consideration that typically in big crop years, of course, they get bigger. In fact, in each of the previous four record corn yield years, increasing yields were seen again in October.
The average corn yield is pegged at 171.7 bushels to the acre, nearly 13 bushels more than a year ago. But Nelson says there's more upside potential.
Right now, our long-standing yield estimate for final yield by either the October or January report, we're talking 174.1. So from USDA's 171.7 today, just a little bit higher here. Now, on the futures end, I will say very clearly, though, even though our downside targets are made with a larger yield, like I said, 174, we feel that this market is beginning to price all of it in now. In fact, we were talking 334 but on the last trade. That's only a nickel away from here.
USDA is projecting U.S. corn ending stocks for the current marketing year at just over 2 billion bushels. That's a lot of corn. However, Nelson tells Brownfield, demand should help the futures market from getting too negative.
You know, as far as historically, let's be very clear, 2 billion bushels is a big number. In fact, the biggest in 10 years as far as that goes. On the plus side, though, with our higher demand base, a 2 billion bushel mark does give us a little higher price than just 10 years ago. So we're not talking $2 corn anymore. We're talking $3 corn for some reasonable low targets here.
For managing risk, Nelson suggests storage, at least until there's a market rally, and that won't be a big one.
I would hold that crop in the bin until a minor rally, probably into January, March, and move that on both a stronger futures rally as well as a stronger rally in basis. And by rally, I'm only talking maybe 30 to 40 cents higher from here.
Rich Nelson is chief strategist for Allendale. Managing for Profit, I'm Tom Stever, Brownfield, Ag News for America.